Blog Talk Radio.
Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Fierce chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble, and with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Because of Jesus Christ, I'm free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I do not put my trust in man. I do not put my trust in the flesh. I put my trust in God. I live by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. I am responsible for my decisions and my choices. I make a decision, I choose life. I choose blessings. I choose the Word of God. I choose wisdom. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon my life and this ministry. Lord, I pray that my faith will be strengthened and the mountains will obey me. Thank you, Lord, for prosperity. I will flourish because I live in the days of the Messiah. I will have prosperity and will have good success because of God's grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are the land.
Welcome to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. Welcome once again as we continue to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. House of Christ Ministries is an apostolic work with a vision to see the will of the Father being accomplished through the fivefold ministry offices. Through the function of these ministerial offices, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers, the Lord has given gifts for the perfecting and equipping of the saints. We are commissioned by the Lord to bring revival, restoration, and healing to the broken, and establish to release a spirit of restoration and renewal to those that are hurting. This ministry exists for the purpose of bringing healing throughout the land, the development, empowering, and activation of laborers within a local community and on the international scene. Our beliefs is in an active labor force which will go out and actively witness the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost. The sinner now becoming a saint, grafted into the kingdom of God, and continually developed through sound biblical teaching and active service in the area where God has called them to be. Our purpose and mission and goal is that the Lord's kingdom on earth would continually be advanced and expanded for his glory. Jesus Christ declared that he came to seek and save them that are lost. Therefore, our purpose is for the saint, empowered by the word, to begin to reproduce the word they have received by evangelizing the world for Jesus Christ and restoring the true purpose of the church. Our vision is for the saints of the living God being charged, activated, and equipped by the Lord to demonstrate the power of the word of God. And as the power of God is demonstrated through evangelism, healing, and deliverance, revival will spread throughout this nation and reap the harvest of souls into the Lord's kingdom for his glory. House of Christ Ministries, as mentioned before, is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, on www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a poor thing to know.
Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. You will also gain an understanding of the gifts of faith according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is my responsibility to spread the gospel for the kingdom. I am available for teaching engagements in your church. If you so desire to have me minister to your congregation, please write to me at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, and angels from St. Paul bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. He chose and seed of Israel, great He ransomed from the fall. Hail Him who saved you by His grace and crowned Him Lord of all. Hail Him who saved you by His grace and crowned Him Lord of all.
Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to Him all majesty ascribe and crown Him Lord of all. To Him all majesty ascribe and crown Him Lord of all.
Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we ready see they fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson, Supernatural Faith, tonight's series, or one of a series, will be the sovereign God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into your presence tonight, dear Lord, knowing that you are sovereign God, and you make the impossible happen if we only believe. Lord, I pray that the wisdom that I have is not the wisdom of this world, for it is foolishness with God. Let it be that I profit from the gifts of the Spirit, for he gives one the word of wisdom and another the word of knowledge. Lord, I pray that through the leading of the Holy Spirit, your will be done. Let the word of Jesus Christ dwell in me richly and my faith increase. In Jesus' name, I submit to you, dear Lord God. Let your words flow through me as I submit to you tonight, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our lesson for tonight, the sovereign God. God is sovereign. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? What does sovereign mean? It means to be supreme, the highest in power, and superior to all others. Not only is God independent of and unlimited by any other authority or power, but he is the source of all power and authority. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 says, "And when Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect." Psalms 62, verse 11 says, "God had spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. I am. This self-description of God to Moses describes his timelessness. He has no beginning and no ending. Yet he is the beginning, Alpha, and he is the end, Omega. In the Greek, Alpha and Omega are the first and last characters of the Greek alphabet. If I, thee, were rendered in Hebrew, it would be I am Aleph, and Tav, Aleph, is the first character of the Hebrew alphabet, and to the Israelites, it represented God, the one, the first, and the beginning. Tav is the last character of the Hebrew alphabet. It represents a sacred enclosure or place of worship where one enters into the presence of God. Whether the place was the temple containing the Holy of Holies, or in the spirit of man, when one put God first in their lives, their duty till the end of life was to worship Him. He is self-existing and self-sustaining. He is life and the source of all life. He is autonomous and not dependent on the help or support of others. He is eternal. He has forever been and will forever be, because it takes faith to believe in the existence and infiniteness of the living God. He gives us His word to open man's spirit through revelation to accept this truth. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Do we really believe God is in control? When we say God is in control, do we really believe it? Or are we just repeating what has become a religious saying? God is in control because His will toward man is unchanging. I'm sorry. He continues to perpetuate His purpose in the lives of men in spite of the obstacles we place before Him. However, we must cooperate with His will in order to see the results His word promised us. Though He has promised, we yet have a personal responsibility to fulfill. We must be obedient to God and responsible in those tasks that are before us. When our lives begin to spiral out of control, or we feel we have lost the handle on things, it is not the fault of God, but sometimes a lack of diligence and careful faithfulness on our part that has allowed this loss of cohesion. Most people ask for the opinion or advice of experts when making important decisions. Some engage in much research to reassure themselves by trying to weigh the benefits of all possible options. Though given incredible potential by God, the scope and foresight of the human intellect is yet limited within. Man's own mortality and prejudices, however, the living God has no such intellectual limitation. Were He to make a decision, His omniscience would make all knowledge available to Him. All decisions would be made with each consideration weighed for its merit. God makes no appointments with so-called experts to ask their advice regarding His decisions. He assembles other members of the eternal council of the Trinity. The Word, the risen Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one, and they make decisions after their counsel of the Father God's will to accomplish what is the highest and best purpose in a person's life. 1 John chapter 5 verse 7 says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. According to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. How is eternal sovereign counsel operate in the lives of men? Let us take a look at Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh in all. Let us listen in on a possible session of the heavenly council. Father God is looking to add someone to the payroll in heaven by giving them responsibilities in the kingdom. God is the operator of the family business, and there is a position open. Jesus Christ offers for the Father's consideration a certain Christian as a possible selection. By his sovereign vision, he is always looking through the earth of the hearts of men to see who he has, if he has one perfect in motive and service towards him. The Holy Spirit suggests certain graces and gifts that can be given or increased in the life of the individual for the purpose of accomplishing the Father's will in that position of responsibility. However, for practical purposes, there are several candidates in the selection process. If one doesn't respond on earth to the Holy Spirit's unction to increase their time spent in study, in prayer, in productivity, and proper heart attitude, then that person is no longer a sound choice. Even if they are the one most suited for the job. Only the servant who answered the call to come higher, not constantly hesitating, losing focus, or lapsing into unfruitfulness, will be chosen by the Father. Matthew chapter 20, verse 16b clause says, "For many be called, but few chosen." Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 24 says, "And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God, and not a man. And immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten up of worms, and gave up the ghost." Some believe glory is fame, riches, popularity, looks, or personal charisma. But glory means the praise and thanksgiving one offers as an act of worship to God. Glory is the exaltation, fame, and honor you give to someone who does something important. From the act of creation to the redemption of our souls at Calvary, to the destruction of Satan, the enemy of our souls, we don't see ourselves, but the power of God being manifested. We didn't do anything or do any of those things to deserve the glory for them. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. But unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. God gives to every one of us the just rewards for our deeds. However, he reserves his glory for himself. He already looked around and saw there are no greater or no one greater whose deeds matched his own. It is pride in the human heart that promotes the image of self-worship therein. Beloved, be careful. It comes at a price. Trying to redirect God's glory towards ourselves is a dangerous pastime. It carries dire consequences. For it, Satan was thrown out of heaven, appearing as he fell like lightning. For King Herod, it was being eaten alive by worms. Consider the consequences for our modern musical artists and singers, what they will face one day. They were endowed with these talents by God to sing unto and give glory to him. But instead, they expect and receive from their fans the worship, the admiration, and desire that really belongs to God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13b clause says, "For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10 says, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." There are people throughout the world who have named their children, boy children, Jesus, though in their language it may be pronounced Jesus. It is yet the name of our Lord. However, the power and authority that name carries is the exclusive birthright and property of the Son of God. The knee of every self-aware being in every realm of existence shall bow in acknowledgement, submission, greeting, and worshipful respect to the divine and worthy nobility of that name. John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged." The Holy Spirit can talk to anyone, no matter who they are or where they are. He is not limited by time, space, or physicality. He is not even limited by the feelings of the individual, whether they like him or not, or believe in God or not. Even when you or I can't reach him, he can reach us. He can speak to them in the bathroom or the barroom. There is no one so far away that he cannot reach them. There is no language barrier with the Holy Spirit because he created the tongue. There is no language he cannot speak. He was sent from Father God to testify, to give witness that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that his words are true. That Satan is a liar and already judged to an eternal fiery torment in the lake of fire. A similar end awaits those who serve him by being rebellious and unbelieving. The Holy Spirit reproves the sinner and the saint by making it plain that sin is wrong. He encourages the saint to share the gospel or share a scripture by speaking of the word of God. A saint doing this gives the Holy Spirit something to work with. He will use it to convict the unbelieving heart and bring the individual to an acceptance of biblical truth and repentance. Every person who has become a Christian and every person who has ever felt a need to search for the truth of the Bible has been led to do so by the Holy Spirit. Christians must pray in the name of Jesus and bind evil spirits who speak the hatred of God to the minds of people. By doing so, it will cause the individual mind to be free from demonic influence so that the Holy Spirit can reason with the intellect and hearts of the person. They can then be free to make an informed decision for Jesus Christ. Sovereignty of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 through 16 says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Job chapter 28, verse 28 says, And unto man he said, Behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. By the wisdom of God, kings, presidents, all rulers are given the ability to make sound and equitable decisions for their citizens. Whether the ruler is a believer in Christ or not. God is interested in justice being served through honorable leadership. The lives of people are preserved, and the gospel message be shared in such a society. God knows the end of each man, woman, and child. He tells us in advance. If we want to have a successful life and blessed transition from it when we die, that those who are truly wise live lives of obedience, reverence, and respect for Him. They willingly depart from the evils of thoughts and action, and pollute and corrupt human soul. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 says, But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Mark chapter 9, verse 23 says, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. We will take a short break and come right back. We appear to be having some technical difficulties, so we will continue the lesson. There is no other living being that can match God's successes. To have access to the greatest problem-solving ability, sovereignty of His word. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is so powerful, it still produces even after it has left its mouth. It has a purity surpassing earth's gold and silver, for it has been refined seven times. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6 says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times." It is so illuminating that it pierces the greatest darkness of deception. It is so alive, it became a person, the living God, Jesus Christ, and the living Word. God is very selective when it comes to the handling of His words. He exalts His word above His name. He does this out of principle, because if your word is no good, neither is your name. One's name is only as good as the word. God only entrusts the meaning and intent of His word to the Holy Spirit, the interpreter. The Holy Spirit leads and guides us into truth, and reminds us of the words that Jesus Christ taught. Many people claim that the Holy Spirit is leading them, but if they are not going, deciding, or speaking the way of truth, do not believe them. God warns us about those who, through cunning craftiness, lie in wait to deceive us by manipulating His word to suit their own purposes. However, no person of true and genuine hunger for God who persistently opens the Bible with a searching heart will be turned away. The Holy Spirit will lead them to the answer. The sovereignty of Jesus Christ's identity. God has withheld the privilege of identifying the person and work of Jesus Christ Himself and the Holy Spirit. The identity of the Lord Jesus Christ is clearly revealed to us in the Bible, so we are not confused or deceived by others try to counterfeit Jesus Christ's identity or His message. There are secular and religious men who try to diminish both to suit their social and political agendas. They use Jesus Christ as the poster boy for every social or civic and religious activism. Our politicians cast Him as a political radical. His message is not one of radical overthrow of a repressive government, but to plant the kingdom of heaven within us. As for politics and social change, when the disciples tried to get Him to stand against the Roman government, He told them, "My kingdom is not of this world." His sovereign vision. Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12. "He that planted the ear shall not hear. He that formed the eye shall not see." Psalm 94, verse 9 says, I'm sorry. Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12 says, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. He who created the eye, shall he not see? There are those who believe, if there is a God, he can't possibly know everything that is happening here on earth. They think of him as a kindly old man with a long white beard in a royal rocking chair, dozing off to sleep. Someone you can hide things from if you are clever and secretive. To think that we can hide our deeds from him is a great personal deception. He is already where we are, knows everything. The liar cannot deceive his truth. The chief cannot steal his time. Nor can the killer outrun his justice. It is futile to try to hide from God what he already knew before we thought of it. We may hide our deeds, thoughts, and motives from men, but it is virtually impossible to hide from God. Just ask Adam and Eve. The sovereignty of God's possession. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 18. Verses 4 through 9. Though Satan's influence drives rebellious mankind towards sin and self-destruction, he owns no one's soul. He breathed no life and self-awareness into man. God alone is life and the sovereign creator, who has distributed to all organism, natural and celestial, their being, including Satan. To know that lost men and women, though influenced by Satan, are not owned by him is a great encouragement. It says, where there is life, there is hope. And God will offer salvation to the heart of the individual all the way to death's door. Though he is the sovereign God, he is yet our heavenly Father. He has given us, his children, victory in the knowledge of who he is. We live in the world where desperate wickedness is growing, threat, and at times it seems that the light of truth flickers but dimly. However, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. Journey, our lesson for tonight was the Sovereign God. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is my responsibility to spread the gospel for the kingdom. I am available for teaching engagements in your church. If you so desire to have me minister to your congregation, please write to me at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, from the heights of the heavens, your name be praised.
Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for the privilege and opportunity to minister to your people. I pray that this lesson tonight will touch the lives of many. I pray that the words spoken will accomplish what it was intended for. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I bless you, Lord, and I magnify your name. Lord, I pray for this ministry. I pray that it will continue to grow and to impact the world. Father, I pray that laborers will come forth to join us on this journey and to proclaim your name and to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world and to honor the Great Commission. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen. Beloved, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is my responsibility to spread the gospel for the kingdom. I am available for teaching engagements in your churches. If you so desire to have me minister to your congregation, please write to me at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. God bless you. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to join me every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, God bless you and good night.